Sometimes we join a conversation already in progress. There used to be a similar phrase on television after some kind of breaking news event. You might remember this. We now return to our regularly scheduled program, already in progress. No one remembers this, okay. I wanted that job when I was a kid. I would hear that phrase, we return to our normally registered scheduled program, already in progress. And I said, I could do that, because I have that voice. Even as a five-year-old, I sounded like this. God found other uses for my voice. So sometimes, you know, at home or at work or at the coffee shop or the grocery store, we walk up to a conversation that's already in progress. And that's what happens to us today with Jesus and Nicodemus. We join a conversation already in progress. Now, we walk up to their conversation, and it's been going on for a little while. They've talked about being born from above. They've talked about being born again. They are talking about the Son of Man being lifted up in the same way that Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert. They're talking about God's love and eternal life. They're talking about judgment, and they're talking about light. We walk up at the end of this conversation already in progress. Now, Jesus, we know. We've walked with him for a little while now. We know about his birth and his baptism and the wedding at Cana with the water and the wine. We know about temptations in the desert and the transfiguration on that high mountain. We know about the cleansing of the temple and the turned over tables of money. We know this Jesus. Nicodemus, on the other hand, well, we don't know a whole lot about him. We know that he was part of the group of the Pharisees. They were a pretty devout group. They wanted to keep the law and the prayers and the wisdom of the scriptures. They believed in angels and they believed in a life after this one. Nicodemus was a Pharisee and he was a ruler among the people. And that means he was a man of confidence. He was important in his community. He might have been something like the mayor of his village and maybe the vice president of the council at his local synagogue. He was confident. He was important. Nicodemus probably had his whole life completely in order, at least as anyone from the outside could observe. And that's why the timing of this conversation is so very interesting. It's not the first appointment in the morning. It's not a lunch meeting or a cup of coffee in the afternoon. Nicodemus comes at night. Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the darkness. He's not confident. He's not in control. He is worried and he is anxious and he is probably a little scared. But Nicodemus knows that Jesus knows something. Nicodemus knows that Jesus has a word to say. Nicodemus knows that Jesus can speak a word into the darkness of the night and into the darkness of his life. Jesus speaks light into the darkness. For the word of Jesus is like the flame of the Paschal candle that shatters the darkness of the vigil for Easter. The word of Jesus is like the first ray of the dawn that spreads and grows and illuminates the colors of the sky in radiant splendor. The word of Jesus brings light into the darkness where Nicodemus has come to meet him. Nicodemus doesn't come to Jesus in the light. He doesn't come in confidence and power. Nicodemus doesn't come to Jesus as one with his life completely in order. He comes to Jesus in the darkness, and Jesus speaks light to Nicodemus, to me, and to you. Wherever the darkness, Jesus speaks the light. Amen. Amen.